and once again in a defeat that we love. Also watch free radio, some call it pirate radio, some call it high radio. Oh, we don't have to call.
I wish I did.
Well, we do have a nice whole bill over here at Kathy. We do have some Kathy from Utah. Utah, Kathy. And we also have a very special homemade ground plane antenna, homebrew as they call it. A homebrew ground plane antenna with no radio. We have a homebrew ground plane with no whipping device. No way to whip cattle with this ground plane, but we can broadcast on it, which we are. We're extremely humane. We would never, ever harm an animal. Just as much of our way. We love animals. I mean, we love them. But, you gotta get on there. Sometimes you gotta saddle up and take a hard line. We'll bring a victory tune. There's a country song. I don't know it. But anyway, Greg Mercury is enjoying some of Kathy that he made in his lab. I was just thinking of the made in the lab here from various cultures that have come together under the microscope. And I understand it is very tasty. It's gotta be very tasty because Greg Mercury is gobbling it down. That's gotta be like piece number 10 or 12. I mean, how many pieces would that have had? At least a dozen pieces of taffy that they consume. Candy corn taffy. Now let me explain what that means. That means it is taffy which resembles candy corn in the coloration and perhaps the consistency. It's essence taffy, which was made in the laboratory here, the science lab, as we always strive to continue scientific discovery. Speaking of scientific discovery, we can see that we are radiating our signals into the sky because of the waves in the clouds. Yes, we are waving through the clouds, we are waving there, and you see it has a ripple effect. A ripple effect, you might say. And I personally like to believe that is because of the RF energy coming off of our transmitting apparatus, if you are so inclined. Some people call it apparatus, some people call it apparatus. Some people call it a platypus, or a moose, or a moose eye, or all sorts of things. So we're enjoying some fine laboratory brewed taffy, some homebrew taffy. Laffy Taffy! Do you take that Laffy Taffy? Do you have junk in your trunk after you eat it? Woo! Shortwave, free radio. Radiotherapy in full effect here on 6925. But you already know that because it is familiar monologue. Familiar rhetoric. That's a popular word these days. Rhetoric. These days, it's a popular word to say rhetoric. You might even say partisan rhetoric. And I think that means you're taking sides. It's kind of like that country song I was mentioning. You're drawing a hard line. You're taking sides. You're drawing a line in the sand. It's good and evil coming together on the front line of the battleground. Here at Shortwave Radio, where free speech is still alive. Yes, that's right, and we're keeping it alive, regardless of the man. Agent Al Smith Phantom. President Agent Al Smith Phantom. 2012. Run ball! 6925. I just threw that out there. Random. I don't know. Don't judge me, I'm just doing my thing. I'm just like cranked up this guy. Don't judge me, I'm just doing my thing. Here on, we got something for you. I said I was going to do this. Here's this next guy, Jim Bob. Jim Bob is up there listening in New Hampshire. And he's somewhere up there in northern New Hampshire. Beautiful party. Oh, don't make me wrong. That's right, we don't want to talk about that. Because that's controversial. We got lab mice, lab rats. but we don't want to talk about that. That's controversial, because no matter, see, that's part of the thing about the whole partisan thing. You find it partisan line everywhere, all the way on down, even in shortwave radio. We don't want to cross that line and offend anybody. Poop!
That might have been offensive.
Poop! But anyway, what the hell was I talking about? Oh, yeah, we're talking about free radio, talking about the Superior Coop. You Jim Dolph, that's what I was talking about. I was saying hello, Jim Dolph, up there in northern New Hampshire. And we're doing okay. Almost Canadian, but not quite. You know, it's kind of near. It's a fine line. I guess there's really a fine dividing line to everything, you see, when you think about that. Yeah, that's right. Coop. Well, anyway, we're going to play some, what the hell was I going to say? No, I was going to say something to Jim Dolph, though, and I was going to say something to him. I guess I was going to say hello and thanks for listening, man. I guess I got pronounced, so I think it's something else. Oh, yeah! I'm so kind of great. It's because of all the RF energy. I've been doing this for too long, for so many years. That the RF energy, and I've talked to this about this before. I said on the RF energy radio talk, the whole day of ground plane with no wicking device. Because wicking is cool, so we don't do that. But unless it's called for, and that's sexual with it. And then it's okay as long as you're both over 18 and it's not a good damn. Maybe 16 or something, I don't know. But the RF energy soaked into my brain and almost caused me to forget to say it. The last time Jim Ball was listening to us, I was trying to find my Rage Against the Machine CD and I couldn't find it. I could not find it. It was lost somewhere in the abyss. Abyss was also a crappy movie that came out about some undersea water worm bullshit. But anyway, that's neither relevant nor here or there. But you've seen it. You know the movie I'm talking about. You know it. You know it. You love it. But regardless, Jim Bobba, I'm proud to report to you, my friend, and everyone joining us here tonight on 6925 that I have a deep sound. So we're going to do a little race for you. We're going to race against the machine. On your Wednesday Night Radio Therapy. It's all happening right now, live, right here on the point. Captain Ron, shortwave.
Joining in with us tonight and enjoying the radio therapy. Thank you for listening. Thank you for your pain. It is my pleasure. It is my pleasure to be here with you. My true pleasure, I might say. Almost as pleasurable as seeing Nikki, what was the name of that chick in the... Something, man. Somebody getting half-naked chest compressions in the abyss. I don't know. Okay, Lex, you bring up a good point, Lex. You're right. I guess it was not altogether a crappy movie, but it grits there were gratuitous scenes.
There were gratuitous scenes, so I guess there were semi-gratuitous scenes, as you might say. Kind of a PG-13 kind of thing.
But anyway, okay, I guess, multiple points of view. That's all right. But we appreciate the feedback regardless.
And I appreciate your comments. And yes, Red Mercury has been
borderline overdosing on the candy corn taffy. And that's what it is.
It is neither candy corn nor taffy. It is a combination of both.
It is. It's a conjuration where the candy corn and the taffy converge. Much like the E and the D layer of the ionosphere converging as they are now. And we know they are because of the ripple effect in the clouds from the RF. You can see it, you can smell it, and my God, if you had arms long enough, you could feel it. But we don't. But we can see it and smell it. Did I say smell it? Because I meant to say smell it. I did. Okay. You can smell the convergence of the E and D layer, much like the convergence of the candy corn and the taffy. It becomes a thing. It's only the kind of thing you can make in a scientific laboratory, I suppose.
I gotta take a piss. Mercury, will you take the mic while I take a leak?
Yeah.
1,000.
As the transmitter heats up and continues to drift,
the VFO drifts a little bit upward, as do we. We are drifting slightly upward
as we heat things up here on 6925.
I really want to say a very sincere thank you very much
to everyone who's joined us this evening. We sincerely hope you've enjoyed the broadcast.
I know I have. I know we have here.
And we sincerely hope you have as well. And we also really enjoy, of course, all the posts and the comments from you. As I said, this is where we all come together. And we have a good bit of fun. A good bit of free radio fun. And that's why I call it radio therapy. That's therapy for you and me. So thank you very much. A big 73 to everyone out there tonight. I'm not going to try to go through the names. I can't remember them all right now. But rest assured, we've enjoyed your posts and your comments. And as always, we appreciate you. If you want to reach us directly, you can send us an email, an electronic mail to CaptainRon6955@hotmail.com. And we are working on those QSLs. Those QSLs, they'll be rolling out here real soon, as a matter of fact. So if you want to get an EQSL, you'll find something unique and individual, much like me and you. And so if you want to go ahead and finish your second or your email, you can do that. And if you want to finish your email address, well, I'll tell you what, be patient, and you're going to receive something I think you'll really enjoy. So send us that email address if you wanted to send you something there, too, something tangible that you can hold on to and view for your viewing pleasure. Much like a PG-13 movie, like The Abyss, or some such thing. Anyway, thanks for listening. Thanks for all the feedback. We hope you have a great night. Continue to stay free and have fun. This is the voice of Captain Ron. Shortwave. Got a little more Rage Against the Machine for you. But we're going to shut things down. And we'll talk to you again next time. So 73 for now. Take care, everybody, and have a fantastically terrific evening. And enjoy your radio listening on the Red Eye, wherever you may be. Thank you. Good night. This is the voice of Captain Ron. Shortwave.
So incoming! Ripples up! Leaps of fame! Shining in game! And with a flip of balls, he kills it all!
The girl, wherever you are, this is the voice of Captain Rod, Shortwave, signing off.